This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our weekly program, Issues of the Environment. Perhaps you've heard of the company called Energy Transfer Partners. It's the company that developed the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. It also happens to be the company in charge of constructing a 710-mile, 42-inch diameter pipeline that is to carry odorless, fracked natural gas on a path that runs from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio into Michigan. Part of that pipeline is going to run right through Washtenaw County and up into Livingston County. It's called the Rover Pipeline, and as you might imagine, there are a number of concerns being raised by residents. I'm David Fair, and my guest this morning is not only a concerned resident, but an elected official. Michelle Dietrich represents the 2nd District on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, and thank you for your time today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
There have been talks of finding legal ways to challenge at least portions of the construction in Michigan and in Ohio. Let's start with Michigan. What is the latest on what you've heard about trying to get this halted and running through our community?
The attorney for the Michigan residents against the E.T. Rover pipeline has, as of Monday, filed a request with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality asking for a stop work order on the portion of the pipeline that would go through or under the only outlet from Silver Lake. It's a spring-fed lake. There's only one outlet, and apparently there was no consideration or even knowledge of this strong stream coming out of the lake, and the excavations that are currently underway could actually block that only outlet, which would obviously lead to flooding. So what I have been told is that the DEQ has responded that they are not going to issue a stop work order, and that if there is an issue, it will be investigated, and that it can be fixed after the pipeline has been constructed in this area. So the rush to complete work in this area is extremely troubling to me.
Well, we're talking about a group of activists that are seeking this stoppage of work, but in the state of Ohio, they're actually getting the government involved in trying to take the Energy Transfer Partners company to court.
Yeah, actually, it's the Ohio EPA. They've requested the Ohio Attorney General to initiate civil proceedings against Energy Transfer Partners and the Rover Pipeline LLC for the various violations that have happened. And they are saying, quite rightly, I think, that Rover Pipeline is failing to comply with the Ohio EPA's findings and their orders.
That is all yet to play out in front of us, but let's talk about what is happening now. We're talking with Michelle Dietrich. She is a 2nd District representative on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. We're talking about the Rover Pipeline. The pipeline is to be adjacent to several waterways, parks, and residential communities, as you've already mentioned, near Silver Lake, near a YMCA camp. It's a pipeline that is utilizing easements on a number of private properties that can potentially harm property values as well. What are you hearing from the rest of your constituency?
Well, beyond that active group, which is working with the Ann Arbor YMCA, which has a day camp right on the shores of Silver Lake, I'm hearing general concern with this issue. Many people are aware of other pipelines that are running through Washtenaw County, the Wolverine Pipeline, which is already completed, and then the Nexus Pipeline, which was run through the eastern part of the county, which has construction has yet to begin. So I think there's a general sense that there's a lot of pipelines, a lot of construction happening without adequate need for so many particular natural gas pipelines.
Well, I guess that's one of the questions. We do have a spider web of pipelines running through the state of Michigan and in Washtenaw County already. So why is this being viewed differently?
Well, first of all, it's a very large pipeline, and I think there is a general awareness that we're getting more and more pipelines, and that's a direct result of the discovery of a lot of, quote-unquote, natural gas. Natural gas is methane, which is an extremely potent greenhouse gas, much more potent than carbon dioxide. There's been huge discoveries in Appalachia, and Michigan and Ohio happen to be between Appalachia and where the gas is eventually ending up. Which is mostly in Canada. So people have become sensitized to all of these pipelines.
They've decided to keep this natural gas odorless in the Rover Pipeline. Usually an element is added to natural gas that creates a smell, so if there's a leak, it can quickly be detected and addressed. This pipeline would not include that element. How does that even pass regulatory muster?
We don't understand. The activists don't understand. I don't understand. And the best explanation that I can come up with is that originally, this pipeline was supposed to run further away from Silver Lake and away from the residences and the camp there. It was going to be existing ITC transmission line easement. And when it was moved, the local residents were not notified, most of them. The YMCA certainly was not notified, so there was no opportunity for public input so that Rover and Energy Transfer Partners and the federal regulatory agency involved would be aware that they were putting this summer camp and a community within what's called the impact zone that activists like to call, rightly, the blast zone. That is, that if there were a pipeline accident, there could be a wall of flame that could kill people. So we think it's a lack of understanding of exactly where the pipeline was and who it was going to impact. But in spite of being repeatedly reminded and informed of this, the federal regulatory and Rover Pipeline have not responded by saying, yes, an odor needs to go into this pipeline, which seems to me a very minimal safety precaution. It does cost money to put the odor
right
in. I think that's money very well spent.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Issues of the Environment. Once again, we're talking with Washtenaw County Commissioner Michelle Dietrich about the Rover Pipeline being constructed through portions of Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan this summer. At the end of last month, the County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution opposing the Rover Pipeline and the change of route that does see construction headed towards the YMCA camp near Silver Lake. Despite that opposition, despite the Sierra Club and the Army Corps of Engineers seeking legal recourse to revoke Energy Transfer Partners' blanket permission for construction of the pipeline, construction continues. Is there anything to be done at this point that can alter the trajectory of this project?
A couple of things. As you mentioned, the attorney who represents the Michigan residents against ET Rover Pipeline, along with the attorney for the Sierra Club, has asked for a withdrawal of the Army Corps of Engineers blanket permit for drilling under all of the waterways and that are along the pipeline route, and has asked that those be considered one by one. So there's that legal course. I think at this point that people continuing to file complaints with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, people contacting their elected representatives, especially at the federal level, to express their concern and continuing to support and show up at the events organized by the YMCA and the local activists is extremely important. We need to keep sunlight on this issue and on all the other pipeline issues as they come up.
State Attorney General Bill Schuette is calling for creation of Pipeline Safety Commission to better regulate and monitor these operations. If it should come to pass, that commission still will not be formed in time to address the current status of Rover or Nexus. Are you looking at measures that may be taken retroactively should more stringent standards be put into place in the future?
Absolutely. If we can get those measures passed and we can get a state-level committee to look at pipeline safety, because after the pipeline goes in, it's actually the state of Michigan that's responsible for monitoring and ensuring that Energy Transfer Partners does comply with the safety measures it's supposed to. And the state is responsible for ensuring pipeline safety. So ramping up those measures, keep people safe from these pipelines and the existing pipeline, unfortunately, won't seem too easy for an accident to happen.
What is the next step for you personally and as a member of the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners?
For me personally, I'm privileged and honored to continue to work with the activists who are doing the real hard work of fighting this really important battle, helping to connect them to the right people, helping to uphold their voices, and to work as much as I can with our state level and our federal legislators. In terms of the Board of Commissioners, unfortunately, local government doesn't have a lot of regulatory, almost no regulatory authority over this. So I will keep holding town halls, I will keep coming to meetings, and I will keep talking to everyone I can as hard as I can about this.
And when the occasion arises, we'll bring you back on WEMU as well.
Thank you so much.
That is Michelle Dietrich, 2nd District Representative on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It is a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner and heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.